gangsta boogie, gangsta boogie, gangsta boogie, gangsta boogie.
We started things off there from 1973, which is the soundtrack apparently to a Furious French film, although it's known as OK Chicago. The act was called Resonance, and what we heard there was the theme to OK Chicago. It appeared on a 7-inch through the Sforzando Sirocco label, and Resonance was one of the aliases for Matt Camison and Pierre Bachelet. There was a production team there known as Baxon, and you can also find this as a double LP featuring Resonance and The Peppers, which was another alias for Baxon, and has its very limited release. But the good news is you can easily just find that little cue there on Volume 1 of the Stereo Ultra compilation that came out through the 1998 version of what Big Cheese was. And in the background here, we're listening to an act from Ohio, but they're known as the Chicago Gangsters. And this is off their album, Blind Over You. And this is Gangsta Boogie, sampled repeatedly. So this is how we begin Exploding Head Movies here this July 4th. This is your cinematically inspired program, broadcast here on UBC's pretty, pretty community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. So I'm Yak, and I will be slinging my Tommy gun here until 9 p.m. You can call the station, 604-822-2487. You can also email me with the old show name, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So I spent this past holiday weekend in Chicago with a friend, so we'll have a little bit of a tribute to the Windy City. We'll start a couple things off with some tracks that deal with Chicago, play a little Chicago house, and then after we sort of hop, skip, and jump through some other things as well, too, we're going to close up things with one of the famous parts about Chicago, and that would be the entire life involving the Untouchables. Yeah, we're going to start off with a couple bits here from things that aren't quite Chicago, but they sort of revolve around it anyways. And this dozen or so force act comes from Staten Island, New York. They're known as the Budos Band. They're part of the Daptone label, doing some serious Afro soul with a baritone sax and an entire army of funk. So the act is called the Budos Band, and this is off their second album, conveniently called Budos Band 2. Came out in 2007, and we're going to listen to is Chicago Falcon. We'll be right back. Starting off with the Budos Band with Chicago Falcon off of their Budos Band 2 album, the one that features the Scorpion there. Then we heard from the city of Chicago, high school friends Jay Radzik and Kent Mayhill. They record as TRS-80, and that's off their album from 2003, Shake Hands with Danger. The song was Don't Mess with Illinois. And for those of you people who like collecting industrial films, Shake Hands with Danger is also the name of a famous industrial safety film from 1980. Apparently with big machines and accidents that way. Then we heard ESP, and that was the vocal version of It's You. And that was a 1986 track off the Underground label, which was a Chicago-based imprint sub-label of DJ International Records. And it was a big proponent of the Chicago house scene. And in the background, we're listening to another bit of Chicago house here. The act is This Ain't Chicago, and the song is Ride the Rhythm. acid, not placid. And Chicago House has its roots. You think about what happened in 1979 with the disco demolition party that sort of forced a baseball game to be forfeited. But what happened is that the Chicago nightclub sir kept on with disco edits and just reformed into house music that way. And we're going to stick with a little bit of electronic feel for the next little while here. But you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And if you are doing anything in and around Kingsway and 12th this month, here's what the Biltmore has in line for you.
Saturday, July 9th, check out Kentucky Hard Rockers Coliseum with opening acts Spirals and Scarebro. This is an early show with doors at 7 p.m. $10 advance tickets are available at Biltmore, Zulu, Scrape, and Scratch Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca.
July 12th, it's a finger-licking good Toony Tuesday with local favorites, the Shilohs. Capital Six and Time Cops will warm up the stage. Doors are at 9 p.m. and admission is $2.
Friday, July 29th, don't miss the CD release party of Vancouver's Garage Soul Phenoms, Chains of Love. It's going to be like you tried to revisit the heyday of 60s girl groups, but then your time machine broke and you ended up somewhere better.
July 30th, San Francisco's Ty Seagull will bring the psychedelic party along with fellow Californians, Audacity. This is an early show with doors at 8 p.m. $10 advance tickets are available at Zulu, Scratch, and Red Cat Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca.
To learn more, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com.
I'm Gak, this is Exploding Head Movies. And we are going to hop over to Toronto now, which, I mean, looks a lot like Chicago. Great sort of mixture of clean and then big, massive urban cities and whatnot. And, of course, the big thing out of Toronto right now, at least in Blogland Wonderland, is The Weeknd. Missing the E in the end there, The Weeknd. And after the hype of their EP, House of Balloons, there's been a few new songs that have been released through the Toronto Acts website. And one of them appears to be on some project forthcoming called Thursday. So it's possible that there might be a full album coming out through The Weeknd somehow. Most likely it might be through fellow Torontonian Drake, his label OVO. And one thing that Toronto at least has a chance to at the end of this month is as part of Drake's second annual OVO Festival, including guests including Young Jeezy, Francis and the Lights, Bun B, Rick Ross, and Drizzy, and God knows what kind of surprise acts will pop up as well, too. The Weeknd will be participating at the OVO Festival. So hopefully there's a chance to sort of put a little bit more of a face and name that way. Although, there's been a couple appearances by The Weeknd in and around the Toronto scene as of late, so the profile is starting to jump up that way. So here is The Weeknd with part one of The Birds.
try to warn me, but baby, I warn you.
That is off of the Hamilton, Ontario duo's latest album, although now those guys are based in Berlin, Germany, of all places. And that was the Junior Boys with the Kick the Can. That's off their latest album, It's All True, which came out just a few weeks ago. Wonderful bit of continued pop influence that way. But it sort of ties a bit more into their sort of newer, kind of mellower sounds. And as you can hear the background here, you can tell it is summer in Vancouver. When here in the live studio, we have to turn on the fan to keep ourselves cool. So you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here.
I was just wondering, will there ever be a boy born who can swim faster than the shark?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the broadcasting voice of the University of British Columbia, an institute of higher learning.
The Canterbury Tales of Chaucer.
Yep.
And Shakespeare.
Wonderful, well-written stuff there. I think we're going to mute that fan at this point. Or louder. I like that. You don't. Not good for riding, especially as you're seeing somewhere even warmer as well, too. It's like, I don't want to hear that at the fan. This is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak. You can listen to us online at www.citr.ca. You can always catch up on past shows by clicking on the schedule, and we have podcasts available as well, too. So the loose theme with this week's episode is involving Chicago, and that is where this next act is from. So the name is Michael Perkins, but he records as Mr. 666, and he's part of the modern death synth scene, and Chicago is a big part of that. And he actually does have a release forthcoming with the Ghost Arcade label soon. That should be a 12-inch, but he does have a 10-inch right now that he self-released. And we're going to listen to one of the cuts off of the A-side. So here is MR666, and this is Esteban. From Wisconsin, that was The Peaking Lights, and that's off of their latest album this year's 936, and we heard was Tiger Eyes, Laid Back. They're a duo that stated that they're from Wisconsin, but some records indicate that they're from California as well, too, but it's the dub-pop duo of Indra Dunis and Aaron Koyes. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Coming up next is an act called Primary One, and it's the work of British synth-pop producer Joe Flory. Now, originally had a bit of a hype in 2008-2009 with some songs that were released, including this one here, that eventually wound up on this year's album, Other People. But somehow that alias turned to be short-lived, since messages right now from Flory indicate that he is working on a completely new project altogether. So maybe it's a case that a bedroom producer moving on into a major label such as Atlantic, things didn't pan off. But there's a nice sort of David Bowie vibe off this track here, which features vocals by Nina Persson, the lead singer from the Swedish pop act The Cardigans. So here's Primary One, along with Nina Persson with The Blues.
It's a sea in the surface.
in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Sounded more like a MIDI version of that song. I'm kind of confused, but hey, that's what we get here. Anyways, let's start off with where we last heard my voice. So we heard Primary One there with Nina Persson from the Cardigans, and we heard The Blues off of this year's album, Other People. Then we had a pseudo-Afro-pop type involvement there as two acts that almost sound like each other. So we started off with Vampire Weekend, and that was off last year's album, Contra, and that was Giving Up the Gun. And originally I was going to pick something off the first album called Oxford Comma, because there was some fuss recently about the Oxford PR media guide indicating that they will not be using the Oxford Comma, although the Oxford Style Guide would indicate that they would still put the optional, of course I'm saying that because I've been picking fights for the past few days, the optional comma that indicates the second last item. So when you say apples, oranges, and pears, the comma after oranges, believe it or not, is optional, and in my case, unnecessary. But anyways, we're not here to pick fights, because last thing I need are callers to continue all the arguments I've had about it's needed, it's ambiguous, blah, whatever, don't care. So yeah, Vampire Weekend. And they actually have, there's one more single due off of their Contra album due soon called Run, but I'm not sure exactly what the status of that is, but Giving Up the Gun was the second or third single there. And then what we just heard there was, well, prior to what we just heard, sorry, was Fool's Gold, and that's off their self-titled album from 2009, that was Surprise Hotel. And Fool's Gold is an LA collective weaving together Western pop, specifically 80s dance-influenced pop music, with their love of African music and forms. And if you actually listen to some of the lyrics there, they were not in English as well. And then what we heard robbed somewhat of its majesty, since that's how it appears on the compilation Television's Greatest Hits Volume 2. And that would be Fred Steiner with his theme from Perry Mason, subtitled Park Avenue Beat. And Steiner recently passed away in the Mexican state of Jalisco at the age of 88 due to natural causes. And he has been a long-time composer in the TV and film scene. He wrote music for more than 2 dozen episodes for original Star Trek. He also did some work for Gunsmoke, Twilight Zone, Rawhide, and Hogan's Heroes. And he had some uncredited work as well, too, in Return of the Jedi. And when he made the theme for Perry Mason, which was a detective series, it was a legal series that started off in 1957, went on for many a year, and actor Raymond Burr continued playing him until Burr's death in the mid-90s. But yeah, Steiner wanted to create music for Perry Mason that projected two key facets of his personality. This was taken from the LA Times obit, and the idea of suave sophistication and the underlying toughness that allowed him to go head-to-head with criminals with whom he had often come into contact. So it sort of matched the big city swagger that Burr conveyed. And yes, unfortunately, Steiner passed away at the age of 88. This is Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we're going to continue with the TV land theme, as we're going to touch upon what we should not be able to touch, which would be The Untouchables. Originally, it was the title for a 1957 autobiography by Elliot Ness, since Untouchables was given to Ness's team for this Chicago police force, highly incorruptible in the face of the mafia in 1930s Prohibition era Chicago. The 1959 TV series of The Untouchables starred Robert Stack as Elliot Ness, although some of us younger folk probably better know Stack as the host of Unsolved Mysteries, where he would the show would solicit input about unsolved crimes or unexplainable phenomena that would be occurring in North America. And the score for this version of The Untouchables was done by Nelson Riddle, and he scored all 4 years of the Emmy-nominated and Emmy Award-winning series. And Riddle's background actually was with the Atlantic label. He was hired by composer Les Baxter to work on some arrangements for Nat King Cole. And one of the arrangements that Riddle worked on was Mona Lisa, which became a huge hit for Cole, although it was credited to Baxter. But once Cole actually found out who arranged that piece, they worked together for quite some time afterwards. And it was Riddle who actually helped resuscitate Frank Sinatra's career with the song I've Got the World on a String. And Riddle worked with Sinatra for 10 years with Capitol. And then once Sinatra started the Reprise record label, he hopped over there and worked with him up until the 70s before they had a little bit of a falling out. And Riddle also worked on numerous other films and TV productions. He worked with Sinatra on his Ocean's 11 and Robin and the Seven Hoods. And he also worked on Stanley Kubrick's version of Lolita, the Adam West Batman, Route 66, and the infamous Western musical Paint Your Wagon. But let's listen to a few cues now from The Untouchables, original music from the TV series, as compiled as a soundtrack of sorts in 1959. So we're going to start off with the theme to That Untouchables by Nelson Riddle.
Thank you.
That was Tenderness, because there's a lot of actual puns in the titles of the tracks used there to involve Ness all the time there for Officer Elliot Ness there. So we heard Nelson Rule with the theme to The Untouchables, and then we heard Tenderness, all from the 1959 TV series The Untouchables. And Nelson Rule won one Academy Award, and that was for his score for the 1974 version of The Great Gatsby. And he had at least five other nominations as well, too. And in 1985, Riddle passed away at the age of 64 due to issues with his liver. So we're going to hop over after this announcement to the movie version of The Untouchables. And there's a little bit of a correlation between Riddle and Ennio Morricone, as we'll hear here. But if you're doing anything next weekend, maybe you should go to Jericho Beach for the 34th annual running of the This.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival returns to Jericho Beach Park July 15th through 17th. This year's lineup features C.R. Avery, Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thans Band, Buck 65, Roseanne Cash, Elliot Brood, The Jayhawks, Wendy McNeil, Danny Michelle, The Joel Plaskett Emergency, Tinariwen, Gillian Welch, and many more great artists. There will be terrific daytime and evening entertainment for the whole family, the Little Tykes Village, and more delicious food and drink than you can shake a stick at. Don't miss this year's Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 15th through 17th at Jericho Beach Park. For tickets and more information, visit thefestival.bc.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
That would be the ever suave, long-standing host of the jazz show, and that's coming up just in about 15 minutes or so. But we have enough time here to still dive into a couple other things involving the Untouchables. So one of the films that Nelson Riddle had scored was the 1962 version of Lolita with Stanley Kubrick. And there was a remake of Lolita made in 1997, and that was scored by Ennio Morricone, great Italian il maestro. A month or two ago, I did have one show at least devoted purely for Morricone's output, because, you know, his music at this point is one of the most defining parts of 20th century cinema, as it were. And he's still performing live at this point. I think I saw he has a couple dates next week in Prague, where he's currently recording some stuff in the Czech Republic. But in 1987, he worked with director Brian De Palma for the second time, since they had worked together in 1986's Casualties of War. And then The Untouchables remake was done. Written by playwright David Mamet, starring Kevin Costner and Sean Connery and Robert De Niro. Highly iconic at the time, and even forced another TV series to pop up in 1993, as it were. And originally I was going to play another cue at some point, but unfortunately I sort of screwed something up with the ripping here, so unfortunately we're going to have to rely on the YouTubes here to play the actual theme, but we have a couple of tracks to play with as well. So one of the punchiest things that we have on the show right now is we are going to have the theme from The Untouchables by Ennio Morricone.
We'll be right back. do not approve of your methods.
Yeah? Well, you're not from Chicago.
Thank you.
We started off with the Untouchable theme. Then, after a little bit of one of the best dialogue excerpts from the film itself, then we heard Al Capone. And in the background here, this isn't actually off the Untouchable soundtrack. This is actually off of Yo-Yo Ma Plays Ennio Morricone. An album came out 2005, and this is from the Brian De Palma suite, and this is the Death Theme from The Untouchables. And The Untouchables was nominated for 4 Academy Awards, including Best Score for Morricone, but as usual, he lost. Only one award actually did go to the film. That was for Sean Connery for Best Supporting Actor, with what Empire Magazine called the worst accent ever on film. Though I don't think I've ever seen a film where Connery isn't burying something that wasn't Scottish. And that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show, longest running jazz show here in Vancouver. I'm going to say BC at the least, maybe throughout Canada. All time. Who knows? Then at midnight, it is Canada Post Rock with Mr. Panther Bone. And that'll close out Monday before Tuesday, 6 a.m. specific picking. If you missed any of this week's show, just go to grab the podcast off of CITR's website, www.citr.ca. You can also search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies, and along with all of CITR's fine programming. There's also Facebook, all that wonderful stuff. So next week, long overdue, but finally promised, it's a John Barry retrospective, along with some early tunes from the 50s featuring the John Barry 7. We'll have the soundtracks to Out of Africa and Goldfinger. So meanwhile, will you mid-90s kids dig this horn loop? This is actually the original version. Well, not quite original. It's sort of a remix. But we know the Bucketheads from 95, 96 with The Bomb, These Sounds Fall Into My Mind. It samples this song from the Chicago Transit Authority, later known just as Chicago. But this is their attempt to break out from their FM pop box when they decided to play with some disco. But of all things, this is the Paul Raymond 2002 re-edit via France's Yellow Magic, well, Yellow label. They're not Yellow Magic. So this 1979 song is remixed. You can find it off the Super Disco Breaks Volume 3 12-inch. But you can find the original version on Chicago 13. So this is Street Player. Take care of yourselves, Vancouver. And happy birthday, USA.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable, or FM 101.9, cable 88.5 on Shaw, and on your computer, CITR.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee.